When I first got in touch with the Gotham City Honey Co-op, they were a little nervous about talking with me. They were worried about a New York City health code that makes urban beekeeping illegal. The city's worried about people getting stung. And the Honey Co-op didn't want to blow anyone's cover. But eventually they did hook me up with John Howe. Howe keeps bees on the roof of his Brooklyn townhouse, which means every day, several times a day, actually, he climbs 4 flights of stairs and 1 shaky ladder to get up to his hives.
Get up the ladder.
I'm getting tired of it.
Turned out to be a nice day.
We walk across Howe's roof and we look at his 2 hives. Howe says there could be 150,000 bees in them.
You can see them all going in and out.
A lot of bees, yeah.
Now, honeybees can travel up to 3 miles from their hives as they fly around looking for flowers to pollinate. Howe's bees probably buzz by thousands of his neighbors every day. So I asked Howe if anyone ever complained about the bees or called authorities to turn them in for illegal beekeeping. Howe said, actually, not really.
People just shrug, raise their eyebrows, and say, that's neat. They call me Bee Man. I walk down the street. Hey, Bee Man, you got any honey?
Across town, Roger Repal raises bees in the garden of a church in the South Bronx. Repal started beekeeping about 10 years ago when local gardeners noticed that their vegetables weren't getting pollinated.
The community gardeners were complaining that they were getting a lot of flowers but very little fruit. So Green Thumb, you know Green Thumb, that's the community gardening wing of the Parks Department. Green Thumb said, well, that's because you don't have enough pollinators in the South Bronx.
So Repal trucks some hives down from Vermont, and he says the bees pretty much solve the neighborhood's pollination problem. Now, this is the kind of story that gets beekeepers like John Howe totally steamed up about New York's anti-beekeeping laws. Like a lot of cities, New York is doing just about everything it can to encourage community gardening. But to grow your own food, you need insects to pollinate your plants. So John Howe says banning honeybees is kind of like banning local food.
The best reason for making bees legal is that they pollinate so many different plants. The more bees that we can raise and keep, the more chance we have of having food.
It's not quite that clear-cut. At least, that's what James Danoff Berg says. Berg studies insects at Columbia University, and he says there are native bugs that also do plenty of pollinating. Beetles, for example, and other kinds of bees like bumblebees. And those native species, they're being driven out by honeybees, which are imports from Europe.
I think that it's a mixed bag. They have benefits to people, for certain. And from a human perspective, if all that you're concerned about is that your plants are pollinated and you can get the fruits that come from that, then it's a pure positive bag. Right. The negative part of that mixed bag comes when you start to think about native biodiversity.
But Danoff Berg says preserving native biodiversity maybe doesn't matter quite so much in a place like New York. The city's ecosystem has already been changed so much, and there are other more wild places where native insects can thrive. So even though New York is America's biggest city, it might also be the best place in the country to raise bees, as long as you keep them out of sight of the law. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.